From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he wants to strengthen and expand the nuclear capabilities of the United States. Trump said in a tweet Thursday that the U.S. must have a strong nuclear capacity until the world, in his words, comes to its senses about nuclear weapons. Trump's statement comes just a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin made similar comments saying his country's own nuclear arsenal needs to be considerably increased. The Syrian army says it has recaptured the city of Aleppo following an agreement by rebel forces to withdraw. The withdrawal follows a month-long Syrian army offensive to expel the rebels. The International Committee of the Red Cross says it expects the evacuations to continue into the night. The bad weather has been slowing the process. Egypt has asked the United Nations to indefinitely postpone a vote on a resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement building in Palestinian territories. The UN Security Council had scheduled a meeting on Thursday to vote on the resolution, which would also declare that existing settlements have no legal validity and are a violation of international law. State Department spokesman John Kirby was noncommittal about the U.S. position.
Obviously, I'm not going to preview, nor would we preview our views or our votes in advance of Security Council resolutions being voted on.
President-elect Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are urging the Obama administration to veto the resolution. The Christmas market in Berlin that saw 12 people killed Monday by a man driving a large truck has reopened with heavy police presence and concrete barriers installed around its edges. For more on that story, take a look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen China critic Peter Navarro to head a new White House office on trade. Navarro's selection is being seen by many in China as confirmation that Trump is determined to implement his election promises for putting trade restrictions on Chinese goods. Navarro is a business professor at the University of California, Irvine, who has been a fierce critic of China's trade and economic policies. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, members of the Presidential Alliance and the country's main opposition coalition met again Thursday under mediation of the Catholic Church to try to hammer out an agreement on elections. William Close reports.
The Archbishop of Kisangani, Monsignor Marcel Utembi, took a firm line as he reopened the talks in Kinshasa. Utembi said that the church mediators are not inclined to look favorably on further undue postponements and delaying tactics. He expressed the church's firm wish that a compromise be found before Christmas. Utembi is the president of SENCO, the organization that represents the Congolese Catholic Church, which is mediating the dispute over delayed elections. William Klaus, Kinshasa.
Somali government officials say two civilians and one government soldier were killed in an explosion near one of Mogadishu's busiest junctions known as the Black Sea late Thursday. A government spokesman says the explosion was the result of an improvised explosive device detonated near a garage where security forces are based. He said security forces were searching the area for possible explosives when the device was detonated. A group of influential Somali clerics is warning women against playing basketball, describing it as un-Islamic and a threat to their faith. The Somali Religious Council issued the statement Thursday as preparations for the National Women's Basketball Tournament are underway in Puntland. The tournament is the country's first female national basketball competition and will draw teams from four states and the city of Mogadishu. Russia mourned its slain ambassador to Turkey at a ceremony Thursday at the Foreign Ministry in Moscow. An off-duty police officer shot Ambassador Andrei Karlov Monday in Ankara. Karlov's coffin was surrounded by wreaths and a military honor guard as people approached to pay their respects. Among the dignitaries in attendance were President Vladimir Putin, Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev, and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Mexican authorities have not yet identified 10 of the 33 people killed by explosions at a fireworks market near Mexico City. As of late Wednesday, the government listed more than 40 people still in the hospital from Tuesday's blast at the San Pablito market in the city of Tultepec. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.